Hello,
and welcome back to another episode of Half and Half. I'm Dana.
And I'm Steph.
And this is the podcast where we discuss pop culture topics, except Steph and I surprise each other each week to keep the conversation genuine and fun. Ooh. So this week, Steph's starting off.
Yes, welcome back. should I just start right away?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm sure you've heard of this, but I wanted to talk about Facebook's metaverse.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The Zuck.
Oh my god, have you seen the video of him, like, the announcement of it?
No.
He just kind of looks scary. Like, he looks like a doll.
He always looks scary. Like, I see old photos of him and he looks normal. Like a human being. And then I see pictures of him now. And, like, all those memes where they call him a lizard. Like,
a lizard!
I understand it.
I haven't seen that! Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that he's, like, standing in a VR simulation. So he just looks like he fits there.
Yeah. No, he scares me.
Yeah. Oh my god. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to bring it up because I think it's, like, an interesting, like, it feels like one of those things. Like, do you remember when Elon Musk announced, like, cyber cars and whatever, and everybody was like, oh, that's so far in the future.
Yeah.
And then, like, now it just feels so real and normal, like, self-driving cars and stuff like that. Like, yeah. Do you think it's going to be something like that?
I honestly think it could be, like, Facebook cars or something, because all of those billionaires that are into, like, technology and stuff, like Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah,
Bill Gates, who else? Yeah, Elon Musk. They're all obsessed with advancing technology in that way, I guess.
Like, in, like, a sci-fi way.
Yeah, yeah. It's so weird to me, but it's also, like, the future is now.
Right, it's kind of crazy. I know we were talking about it the other day, but it reminds me a lot of Ready Player One.
Yeah.
But, like, that whole thing is about, like, the issues with virtual life and stuff like that. Well, it's not the main conflict, but it's, like, part of it. That's the theme of it, is, like, oh, look at all this, like, good stuff that can happen, and everything bad in the world still exists in a virtual world.
Yeah, you know? It's so weird.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll create, like, their own virtual world, or, I don't know. I'm scared, honestly.
Well, like, yeah, because I was thinking... Wait, sorry, you go first, and I'll...
Well, I'm just thinking, like, Elon Musk is advancing things so fast. Like,
yeah.
It's, like, one after the other, something's happening, and it's, just, like, the brain chips and whatever.
Yeah. Oh my,
like,
god, I forgot about the brain chips. Those would be cool, though, for prosthetics, if it actually
works. It would be cool, but it's like...
insane. It feels unreal.
I know. Yeah. I can't even, like, put together how that would even work, yeah, too.
I heard about something on TikTok the other day, so I don't know if it's... I don't know how fact-checked this is, but it was something about how they're launching another telescope. Like, you know the Hubble telescope? The one that takes all, like, the cool galaxy pictures for NASA? They're launching another one that has, like, better technology and more capabilities. So, like, we can see, like, if there was light before the Big Bang or something is what that TikTok was about, which is crazy.
Yeah, I can't true. Even... Like, how are people this smart? I don't understand.
Yeah, it would be so fascinating to talk to somebody who worked on something like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what I was going to bring up before was just, like, so you know how there was that whole thing with Facebook recently, and then just also in general how there's the issues with social media and, like, online spaces having really negative effects on people's mental health and, like, body image, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also, like, misinformation and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that in combination with the metaverse? Because that would be, like, going into a social media platform and living there for a day.
I know, that's so weird. Like, I don't even really understand what the metaverse is. Like, I haven't looked into it. Like, I've heard of it and how he wants to create. Yeah, can you explain
a little bit? Basically, from my understanding of it, it's like a sort of like a platform that lets you, like, just basically go into a VR environment and do whatever there, and, like, have a whole bunch of, like, go places in the VR world, things like that. It's kind of like a life simulation thing, but not really. Like, you could go to school in the metaverse
or something like that.
Or, like, you could have a work meeting. Like, that's what they're sort of, like, advertising is, like.
Are you, really, like, a character? Aspects.
Yeah, you make an avatar.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. That literally is Ready Player One,
then. No, for real.
Like, that's... Yeah, because I didn't really know what the metaverse was. I thought at first when it was announced that it was just kind of like he wanted to create a universe of all the platforms, but in a certain way. But I didn't know it was like a simulation like that. That's so weird.
Yeah, at least parts of it are. And it sounds like it also will expand into augmented reality. So like you put on glasses and you can see something in front of the world. Which that I think would be fascinating. I got an ad the other day for Meta, which is crazy. but it was about like somebody put on glasses and then they were like looking at a planet from the solar system and like looking at it up close, and like that was what they were advertising, that would be possible.
That would be so cool for education purposes.
It would be so cool. Like imagine like art pieces too.
Yeah,
like looking at an art piece in right in front of you and being able to like go up to it.
This is like, so weird. Like I always thought, because we were kind of all those old movies about the future and how they'd be like in 2010 or something, and 2010 we're like not even close to that.
You're like iPhone what, the first one?
Yeah, and now it's like kind of happening, and it's so weird to think about. Like people are planning to go to Mars. I don't even know when that's happening,
but it's been like a crazy exponential increase of technology.
It's so weird. And you think about like where we were like not even 100 years ago.
Yeah,
like the internet wasn't created until like mid-90s or something like that.
I think it wasn't public until like it existed before it was public, because it was like an internal communication thing first.
Yeah,
but yeah, crazy how fast it's changed.
Excuse me.
Well, because if you think about it, like some of the things that Facebook wants to do with the metaverse like already exist in different ways. Like you remember those Fortnite concerts?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of like a thing that you would be able to do in the metaverse, or like Pokemon Go is an AR thing. That's but it's true. Like a layer on top of reality. Or like do you remember when Pokemon Snapchat Go was popular? Glasses. Yeah, Snapchat glasses, that too. Even though, do you remember Google Glass? That was like that, and that failed. I don't know what happened to that.
I don't know. I
it was feel ahead like ahead of its time.
People weren't interested.
No, not at all.
Wasn't associated with the Zuck or
the
Elon Musk.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That is weird then. Like your question from before. Mm. I feel like I don't know, because I think with the metaverse, people can kind of take advantage of that, and like on social media you're trying to keep this persona up, but then I guess with the metaverse, if it's virtual, people just kind of can create themselves to not look like themselves, you know?
That's interesting.
In that way, like with Fortnite, how the characters look,
you can just be whatever,
something like that. I wonder what, like, I guess I don't know if they've come out with it yet, but what you can do to your character to like
I have no idea.
Change them.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, wait. I'm going to show you a picture of the metaverse, like what Mark Zuckerberg looks like in the metaverse. So you can see what like the demo
is. I'm scared.
He's wearing this like weird Phoebe Bridgers-esque skeleton costume.
Phoebe Bridgers?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that is kind of, and he's like showing himself, presenting himself.
Like they kind of look like two realistic me's. To me, with
this
limbs.
Looks like the Spider-Man meme.
The Spider-Man meme. It really does.
Everyone should search up this photo. What would you even search up? Like Mark Zuckerberg metaverse avatar?
Yeah. It's so funny. He kind of is doing the pointing thing too.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask your opinion on it as well, because like it seems like it will be like a new platform or like medium to make things, and you've been experimenting with Blender and virtual reality and AR for your thesis. What do you think it'll be like for people who want to try and make things in like that sort of sense? Because I feel like there will be a push for it, because there's always a push. Like Instagram came out, and then like Instagram art started existing, and like stuff like that.
I feel like that'd be so cool. Like people will just create these worlds or these environments where like before they would just be making it in a video game where it's very like 2D, but now people can interact with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes me wonder, because we had this conversation when we were talking about Ready Player One, where I'm like, did they use real buildings but change them in the game so that if people went in somewhere, it was an actual building, but what they were seeing was different, like designed differently. So I'm like wondering if that will happen with the metaverse or something. That'd be cool. I guess you would just go to Like, what is the metaverse? Are they selling VR sets, like, with it?
What do you mean? Like the headsets?
Yeah.
I think, ideally, you'll be able to use any virtual reality headset to access it.
I see.
According to Google, it says, the metaverse is the hypothesized next iteration of the internet, supporting decentralized, persistent online 3D virtual environments. It'll be accessible through virtual reality headsets, augmented reality glasses, smartphones, PCs, and game consoles.
Smartphones? Mm. Wow. So I could go on it?
I mean, if it existed, yeah.
Yeah, when does it come out?
I don't think they have a
release date.
When's the release date?
That would be, like, cool, though. I think it'll create... Well, it obviously gives a lot more opportunities to artists who want to create these virtual environments. Mm-hmm. And I think it can really, like, enhance the creative expression with it. But it'd be cool to, like... Because I don't know if it would just be his team or whatever working on it, or if he'd have different people... Like, if it's open to creating different environments or something, if you pay a certain amount or...
Right.
I don't know.
It kind of sounds like they're going to want it to be, like, other people contribute to it as well, if it's like how it was described in the page, like the next iteration of the internet.
Yeah,
it would be interesting, like, if it was like there was open source elements to it where artists could just make things.
I hope it does have that.
Yeah.
I'd put my thesis project in it. I mean, that would help. Like, that would help me to show people, I guess. But
yeah, it'd be cool. Have you ever seen a VR movie?
No, I haven't.
I saw one once, because it was, like, a trial thing for this VR headset, and the movie was, like, only, like, 5 minutes long or something, mm-hmm. and it was an animation, and it was so weird and disorienting. Like, it really, like, because there's things happening all around you. Well, it felt like you were in it, but it was an animation, like, it looked like a kid's animation.
Oh.
So it was very much like, oh, I don't feel like I can reach out. Like, I can reach out and touch them, but... I don't feel like they're real. Like, I don't feel like they're actually in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was so disorienting, and, like, I couldn't, like, focus on it, the story, very well, because I had to keep looking around, like, to feel like if I missed anything.
That's so weird. I want to experience that.
Yeah. It was really weird. But
I feel like everything's going to become VR.
Yeah.
We're all just going to be in a simulation.
I mean, that's what the Zuck wants. Yeah.
Gosh, of course that's what he wants.
Yeah, no, I think it would be cool. I think the AR part would be is a lot more believable to me, and, like,
yeah,
will be really cool because mm-hmm. it's already, like, exists everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. We're living in the technological era.
Yeah,
what comes after this? So crazy to think about, like, what is gonna exist when we're old,
right? And if it continues at this rate.
Yeah, because we're already advancing so much that I'm like, what else needs to be invented? Flying cars, that's the only thing we're missing.
That's all that's left on the checklist. Flying cars.
But F9 did that.
What?
Fast and Furious 9.
Oh no. That scene.
I didn't see that movie, but what you described was sounded so funny.
It's literally just there's a scene, spoilers, but there's a scene where
spoilers.
They go to space in a car on rocket launchers, and then they steer the car like they're driving a car, but it's a spaceship, like with the gas and brake pedals and the steering wheel. It looks so funny. They just, like, threw logic out the window.
Very cinematic.
Very cinematic.
Yeah, how'd you feel as a film student seeing that?
Oh my god.
Like, this is what I'm learning to become.
Yeah, this is my future. Oh my god. Yep.
No, Fast and Furious. I'm excited to see, like, what exactly the metaverse becomes. Because mm-hmm. there are, like, systems already in place where there's, like, the VR chat rooms or whatever, where you have an avatar and you can talk to other people in a certain environment. But this, like, he's so rich that I feel like it can go so far with...
That's so sad that that's the reason that it's gonna happen. But you're right. Yeah. Oh god, yeah. I don't know. It kind of also... Just what you just said made me think of, like, I feel like social interactions will be so weird on, like, a virtual reality platform, because I'm so used to just, like, pulling my phone out and doing something on my phone. Like, I'll have a conversation with somebody, and then I'll check an email on my phone, and then, like, I'll go back to having a conversation or whatever. And, like, you won't have your phone in a VR world because you'll be on your phone to be in the VR world. You'll
have a virtual phone.
Oh my god. Inception.
That's so weird. I feel like everyone's going to be antisocial because of this, like, this advancement in technology, but it's inevitable.
Interesting. Anyway, any final thoughts on the metaverse and the Zuck?
I'm scared of him. That's all I have to say.
Yep, that sums it up.
But I'm interested. I'm definitely going to, like, when it comes out in however many years, I definitely want to see what it's like.
Mm.
I will conform to Mark Zuckerberg's products.
Yeah, updates in, like, a decade when this happens.
All right, well, we'll take a short break and then we'll move on to my topic.
Sounds good. Okay,
welcome back. Now we're on to my topic. Mine is different. Don't be offended, Steph. Oh. I know you're a film student.
Oh, no.
But we're going to talk about film versus television.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess you could also film for television as well.
Yeah, TV can be interesting. Don't get offended.
But this was inspired by something I learned recently in class because taking a class called Hollywood in Society, and it's actually pretty interesting. Like, that's where I learned why Marvel chooses, like, celebrities that aren't as well known. Mm-hmm. Even though I find that I contrast that opinion because Paul Rudd is very well known.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is he lesser known? He's been in so many things.
Wait, remind me what the thing was with the why they pick lesser known.
So they can basically pay them less.
Oh.
Or, like, they can't. Yep. Like, if they renegotiate their contract, they have less, reason to pay them more. Or, like, they can argue to pay them only slightly more.
Right. Because they started lower.
Yeah.
That's rude.
I know. It's kind of slimy.
Yeah.
But that's showbiz.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about how just a few topics, like, relating to film versus television, because film stars are kind of the ones who are more idolized by the audience because they seem harder to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when you do see them in film is more, like, very different from reality. Mm-hmm. And when you go to, like, a movie theater, you're kind of taken into this other realm or something.
Yeah.
Like, you're not present, I guess.
Yeah, like, everything about a movie theater tries to desensitize you to everything except for the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark, you can only hear the movie.
Exactly. And we saw a movie last night. I literally walked out and I'm like, what time is it? Where are we? We were so, like, disoriented.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's like a fun experience, but it's so different from, like, television where you're mm-hmm. just at home or wherever you're watching TV and you're like,
yeah.
But it was interesting because I never thought of it like that. Like, TV or film stars are so, in my opinion, I feel like they're so much more idolized and mm-hmm. Admired than, like, mm-hmm. television stars.
Which is interesting, because I feel like, not that you know a film star or a television star at all by
yeah.
watching something that they're in, but you can get a better sense of their, or the personality they're putting on for the character in TV because you're with them for longer.
Yeah.
Whereas in a movie, like, you're there for, what, like, 2 or 3 hours max?
Exactly. And, like, my prof was talking about how for television series, it's kind of planned that way. Like, they make it so that you feel like you relate more to the TV personalities and
right.
you see them all the time or however often you watch, like, their show or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's so weird to me because, yeah, like, thinking of people like Ellen DeGeneres, I wouldn't be like, no, controversial. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, it's Ellen.
If I
met someone like Robert Downey Jr., I'd be shaking.
Really?
And crying. I'd be like, oh my God.
I also feel like there's a degree of, like, just because they're a celebrity, people react like that. Like, even if you don't care whatsoever about the celebrity themselves, like if you like barely know what they're in.
Yeah.
But just because they're famous, you're like, oh my god, yeah. There's a famous person here.
I know.
Like, it's such a weird social relationship.
Yeah, like my friend and I, we used to go to the MMVAs here because the red carpet was free, like you just line up.
That one TV spot that your like arm is in.
And there would be celebrities there that I did not even care about, but because they were right there, I was just like,
yeah.
I was so shaky. I was like starstruck. It's so weird. Like my friend, she's so chill. Like she can act normal in front of them, but I'm just like,
oh, I feel like god. A puddle on the ground.
Yeah. Like I saw Iggy Azalea and I would literally like talk bad about her music or something when I was younger, and then I saw her and I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, no, it's so weird. Like, because it's all, like, the fact that it's planned, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I feel played. Yeah, it's, there's so much more to things than I realize. Like, there's always a reason for something, and it's so weird to think about.
Yeah.
Because I guess that, I forget the reason why they wanted TV personalities to be more relatable or, like, recognizable to certain people.
Probably because they want to, like, they have to hook you in for longer.
That's true, yeah. And there weren't really, like, ways of making money. Because, like, you wouldn't really pay to see the shows. They would make money off of the advertisers or sponsors in between.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, film is very make or break, too. Like, if your film did not do well, then that just sucks for you. But if it did well, like, you would make, like, so much money off of it. Which is, like, another thing we learned about was blockbusters and, like, what makes a blockbuster. Which is also planned. I didn't know that.
What do you mean, like, from concept of the script?
Just the studios. They plan blockbusters.
It's the advertising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they release them, and that's why, like, big movies don't get released on the same day most of the time. Except for that movie we saw last night, we saw The French Dispatch. It was released, I believe, the same day as Dune.
Oh,
they were, like, directly competing with each other.
Yeah.
But
that usually never happens.
They were, like, both supposed to come out, like, a year ago.
Oh, maybe that's what
I still don't know why they released on the same day, but that's interesting.
That's weird. I mean, Timothée Chalamet made big bucks, I guess.
Yeah, oh my god, I'm sure.
He's been in everything. But yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, your opinion on people saying, like, film is the big screen and television is the small screen. Like, what do you think? What's your opinion on that? Like, do you agree or disagree, or are you neutral?
I think that it's changing because...
That's exactly what I think.
I think it's changing because of streaming services.
And for sure.
Specifically, limited series feel more like, I know I've said this to you before, but they feel more like 8-hour long movies with like breaks than they feel like a TV show to me, but they are technically TV. And I think it's also like with the streaming services, like Netflix will show films in a theater. Like they'll like rent a theater run for one of their movies, but they'll also be released on Netflix at the same time.
Yeah, which is interesting. True. Yeah. Well, like at TIFF, when we saw that thing, like TIFF was showing a TV show.
Yeah, that was the first one ever, I think they said. Yeah.
Which is crazy because it's like, I guess that opens it up to other TV shows now. And it was cool. Yeah. But the only thing I didn't like about it is that I wanted to keep watching.
I know. And they're like, come back in 2 months.
Yeah. So it comes out and like the show we watched is Hellbound. And they only showed us like half the season, which was 3 episodes. And so we've been waiting for like 2 months now.
I think about it like once a week.
No, same. I keep checking the release date, even though I know what it is, because I just I want just it to be sooner. But it comes out in like
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, from when we're recording this.
So we'll finally finish the show after 2 months.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Me too. We're definitely gonna watch all like the rest of it.
Yep.
Because it left off with such like a cliffhanger crazy part.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, without any context, this conversation is just
it's freaking watch out about Hellbound. A show. It comes out on Netflix
so good.
November 19th.
Free I know. Promo.
But I agree with you, especially with the limited series, because I feel like also during this pandemic, people's attention span has just gotten so much lower, especially with TikTok too.
Yeah.
Like the shorter amount of videos for content has just like my attention span, I can't even pay attention in class for like more than 2 minutes.
I also just have trouble like committing myself to a traditional length TV show, like one that has 20 episodes per season and like I can't do it.
I've been trying to watch Shameless and I can't. Like, yeah. Well, it's like a good show, but there's so many episodes per season. Like, even anything past 10 episodes now, I'm like, oh
yeah, it used to be like commitment. So easy to do. Like, it was a good thing that there were that many episodes. Yeah. I remember like being like, oh yes, yeah, there's so many more.
Like, I used to watch shows five. So quickly when they'd have 20 to 30 episodes per season. Yeah. But also the episodes were shorter, I guess.
Whereas, do you like, remember, sorry, you finished your thought first.
I was just gonna say, like, the limited series, usually each episode's around an hour,
yeah,
something like that. But
do you remember when you would watch TV shows on, like, network TV, and if you missed the new episode, like, they would advertise it for, like, a week?
Yeah.
And then if you missed it, you had to wait until the whole season was over to see the one, yeah, that you missed. And, like, you would have to put the pieces together. Like, what happened? It was
literally such a struggle. Like, I would have to... It's so weird, because as a child, I remember when shows were playing each day or something.
Yeah, there was, like, a particular time of day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still remember some of them.
I kind of miss times like that.
Yeah.
Even though it's more accessible now to watch TV shows, I'm like, oh, I miss, like, the waiting part.
Yeah, there's something nostalgic about kids' shows like that. What was the Netflix show that we watched that they, like, released it?
Oh, weekly?
Oh, it wasn't Netflix. It was Disney Plus. It was Loki, yeah, and WandaVision. That I liked was fun. How they
did that. Yeah. Because then we, like, had something to look forward to.
God, yeah, that was, like, peak quarantine. Yeah. Like, you just couldn't do anything.
Yeah, because remember, like, we started watching shows that had released either all episodes or have been released for a while, and we would finish them so quickly.
Yeah, because we had nothing to do. It's so bad.
I know. This, like, they knew that people would watch it too quickly, so they had to release it weekly.
Yeah. It was, like, fun, though, because it gave time for people to make theories and, like, yeah, do you remember all those videos that people would make on YouTube?
Yeah.
They'd be like, I remember there's this one podcast thing in the corner, and it was, yeah, definitely means something for the next episode. Didn't. Yeah. I mean, sometimes they were right, though. Like, that was, yeah, like, they'd, like, pick out something in the credits.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. Ugh,
I miss it.
Yeah.
I hope Loki season 2 comes out soon.
Oh my god. I forgot about that.
No, same. Yeah. Like, so many things are coming out that I'm forgetting everything. But all my favorite shows are coming out with new seasons, either end of this year or next year. Oh my god. And I'm so excited.
Overwhelming.
But yeah, I wanted to also, like, talk about what you think about influencers moving into television and film industries.
Are you gonna bring up Harry Styles?
No. We've already talked about him enough. But, like, for example, like, influencers like Addison Rae.
Oh my god.
In the, yep, He's All That movie. Like, I know they're just trying, like, I guess some places are just trying to get hype around the show or something. Or I don't even know the reason, yeah, for using influencers like that.
I honestly probably, like, it is partially to do with drawing in viewership.
Yeah.
It just feels kind of empty.
But they just know it's gonna be bad. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like when they go into it like that also, like, the people who make it are like, it's just a, like, such a not important thing. Then that's true. It's like the effort put into it is like, sure, like, people put a lot of work into it, but it's not like the same kind of dedication that you get with some other films,
yeah,
and TV shows. But yeah, I don't know. I also feel like, particularly for the Addison Rae one, because it was like, I don't know why they chose to do an adaptation, or I guess it was like a continuation of a pre-existing film.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it would have been so much better if they'd made an original that was, like, more tuned to, like, they could have made her really good in the role if they had, yeah, made a film that she could have been good in, because it felt like they were, like, twisting an old concept to make it, like, quote unquote modern.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, that's, well, what made it cringy.
They put in the TikTok dances, so yeah. Like, that was, like, the worst part. Well. Yeah, I'm very, like, I don't know. It's very obvious that they do it for viewership,
mm-hmm,
but it's also, like, I mean, I guess bad publicity is also good publicity, but
yeah, that's true.
It just ruins the movie.
Yeah.
It did come out on Netflix, though, so it's not like you had to go see it in theaters.
Would you want to see it?
Oh, no. If I had to pay to go see it, like, I would not have watched it. I kind of watched it as a meme.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, movies like that are just, like, it's funny to just watch a movie that's, like, ridiculous, like the After series.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We got a see how much that is on what is it, Prime or something?
I can't believe there's another one after the third one.
We gotta watch both of them.
Oh my god, I don't know if I can take it.
If there's a fifth one, I will actually throw a chair. So funny. Like, how many are they gonna make? This all started from a fan fiction. Like,
yeah, that's so wild.
I know, she's probably rich by now.
Yeah,
she's had multiple books, 4 movies now. It's crazy. Harry's like punching the air.
Oh my god.
He tried to sue her.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I forget why.
Is it because it's like it was based off of him or something?
Yeah, I think she originally tried to do it with his name in it, and then he tried to sue her, so that's why his name's like Harden or something now.
No.
But it's so obvious that it's him. Like, everyone knows that it was a fan fiction about him, but...
That's unfortunate.
Interesting how you share the same opinion, though. Because originally, before learning this in class, I would have probably said that film was the big screen.
Mm.
Because, I don't know, I mean, yeah, like, with streaming services, TV has gotten, like, more popular. But I was still in the mindset of, like, actual television that you watch on... like cable networks,
right?
Which I think is dying.
Yeah, it kind of is,
which is sad, but also like
I'm sure like there'll be something else. There's always like waves of things.
Yeah, well, like everyone now is moving on to streaming services.
Yeah
Wanted to get the film students' opinion on film versus TV.
Yeah, I'd love to work on a limited series or something. That'd be so cool, so fun.
You should honestly look into like Netflix series that are filming around here and see if you can even
just go PA or something. Yeah.
That would be so cool. So I always get those emails about like them looking for extras.
Oh my god, I would love to be an extra.
I'm just never available like when they ask for people to be an extra.
Wait, they're asking you to be an extra?
Well, they send an email saying that they're asking for extras.
Oh.
So there was this one thing in Hamilton. Like, they were filming in Hamilton, they were like, you'll get an honorarium and free food.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was like, I wish I could have done that.
We should go. We should do one.
We should. Next time I get an email, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's every so often, but it's still interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we'll wrap up there. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. If you really wanna, if you really wanna.